now at long last it is time for the final episode of our sixth season of Theater of Delights. Today's top audio stories, here in the Pleasure Zone. When we last left off, the Wolf House Dormitory had just defeated the Dean of Harvard in a beer chug, killing him instantly in the process. Now sent back to the mean streets from whence they came, what is left for our dear lupine heroes? Find out now on episode 6 of Massachusetts Werewolves, Over the Green Monster.
Trunk should be open, babe. It's me, Marty, by the way, and we're outside the Harvard dorms packing my 2008 Nissan Altima with bags.
Such a lovely day outside. It's not right we're getting kicked out of Harvard just for killing the dean by chugging him to death.
We don't need this fancy school. We're doing just fine returning to a life of squalor and crime.
Oh, Marty, it's not right.
Come here, babe. I'll always be your WF, which again stands for wolf friend.
Oh, Marty, I'm hugging you.
We're having a desperate hug right here in the parking lot, and no one can see me cry.
Will nothing soothe the pains of our fraught lives?
Look at me, Shailene. Things will soothe them. We're gonna open this trunk, and we're gonna start again.
I'm crying.
When I open the trunk to this car, things are gonna start looking up. Starting right now, I'm opening it.
Oh, no!
Oh, what the hell?
Don't look, Marty.
My dead dad's in there. He's in the trunk and he's got giant fist prints all over his body the size of dinner plates.
I'm gonna throw up. I'm doing it.
Oh, Shailene! Oh, God, no! Oh, why? Oh, God, why?
Bath.
Oh, no, I'm seeing you throw up, and that's making me throw up. I'm laughing, and I'm crying, and even though I'm so strong.
Who would do something like this?
We gotta go. I'm closing the trunk. Circumnavigate the bath and get in the car.
Who would punch your dad to death?
We gotta get in the car. We're both getting in it, and we're starting the engine.
Wait, what about Tommy?
How'd he left for the apartment?
We have to vaguely warn him.
I'm driving away at a reasonable speed.
Make sure to yield to the roundabout, Marty.
Hello, it's me, Inspector Poundsworth. I was in the back seat.
Oh, God!
Oh, Christ!
You've been busy, haven't you, Marty? Didn't quite follow our arrangement, did you?
Did you do this? Did you punch my dad to death? I'm merging into the roundabout, by the way.
Good. Try to take Washington Street for around 3.8 miles.
Answer me!
Do I look like I have the hands to punch your father to death, Mr. McWolf? Fists the size of growlers?
Who are you? How'd you get in this car?
My name, madam, is Inspector Poundsworth. I am the lead detective for the Boston Police Department, after the criminal known as Wally the Green Monster. And I can open any door in America with my special badge using this one cool trick. See?
Oh, look at that. It turns into a key.
Is that what you use to cut down an innocent werewolf just trying to get his life on track after a brief stint of being Catholic?
I suggest you calm down, Mr. McWolf. You'll need all your wits about you if you want to get out of this scrape alive. Turn right onto Somerville Ave, Union Square here.
I'm done listening to your directions.
Let that truck pass.
Let him pass, Marty.
You should have stayed out of town, Marty. The Green Monster has a memory as long as the lines at a Fenway hot dog stand. And on top of that, it seems like he's hired a Frankenstein to clean up business.
A Frankenstein?
That's right. a wolf-punching Frankenstein.
But Matty, your father was punched to death. Oh, God.
Beginning to fall into place, is it? Continue on to Kirkland Street for 0.4 miles.
What do you want me to do, huh? I did everything you said. I moved to a fishing village. I changed my name.
And yet right now we're in Wolfsboro, aren't we? Nothing you can do this time but get out of town.
Like I haven't been trying to do that my entire life, pal.
Surely, Inspector Poundsworth, there must be something you can do.
The police department has nothing to offer you. You should abandon this trip back to your den and head right to I-95.
I'm not going anywhere without Rescue Me, the complete series on Blu-ray.
Do those worldviews of yours understand English, Mr. McWolf? You are marked for execution by the Green Monster and his deadly Frankenstein.
You know what, pal? I may be crying and driving, but you're making me pissed off.
Matty, do not turn into a wolf right now. You're dry.
Mr. McWolf, I'll remind you I am armed.
You know, Dennis Leary rescues everyone else as a firefighter. But he's the one who needs rescuing sometimes. And he's the best of Boston.
Matty, you're wolfing out.
Hands on the wheel, Mr. McWolf. Then turn left onto Garden Street.
Oh, I'm gonna turn, all right. Turn you into lunch.
Matty!
No, your terrible jaws.
Bullets are like seasoning to me.
I hopped into the driver's seat, and I'm crying.
Don't look back here, Shaylee. I'm about to chomp his organs.
Oh, God.
My delicious organs.
That's so good. Pull in there. That's my house.
Keep it running, Shailene. I'm a human again, and I'm covered in gore, and I'm getting my Rescue Me discs.
I'm crying in the front seat. What a stressful day.
All right, I'm walking into the apartment and going straight for the DVD rack.
Hold it right there, Wolfman.
Oh, come on! That's right. It is I, Nikolai the Vampire, and I have the drop on you yet again. Don't tell me that gun you're pointing at me is loaded up with silver bullets.
Looks like I won't have to, Mr. College. Mr. Read the Book. I hit you in the head with the gun.
Ow!
You thought just because you fought for my civil rights, I wouldn't bleed green when I'm in the bean? That's right. I'm still ganged up, Boston style.
Screw you, Nikolai. You squashed my nose.
That's right, bitch. You already know what it is. It's Bean Town.
Look, I just want my series, and you never see me again.
You should have stayed out of Wolfsboro, Marty. Now take a seat.
Listen, Nikolai.
Did I say you could talk? I hit you with the gun again.
Oh, come on.
Be quiet now. If you listen carefully, you can hear a little play in the next room.
Oh, my frickin' tail.
Is that Tommy?
No moving, bitch. I'm pointing the gun at you again.
Look, whatever Wally wants, I can give it to him. I can give it to the Green Monster. We can work through this.
Shh. You're going to miss the finale.
Oh, no. Hands the size of growlers.
Tommy! Is he smashed? That sounded like he got smashed.
That's right, little pup. And you're next. The Green Monster says both of you get the ground rule double treatment.
Oh no!
Which means a Frankenstein beats both of you into the ground. Double! Good thing this is a first floor apartment. Frankenstein takes everything very literally.
Please, Nikolai. We both know a werewolf is no match for the raw power of a Frankenstein.
Everyone knows that. It's one of the basic things. Also, shut up, I whipped a gun at you.
I just need my shows.
You need a Frankenfist to the dome, sucker. It's Bean Town.
No one points a Glock at my man, you pale bastard.
Oh no, regular bullets.
Shailene, you saved me. I'll be better in a few moments. Nobody worry.
I'm crying and I'm shooting you more.
Oh, yowza. Bullets. Ooh. I'm grabbing the box set. Let's get out of here.
Please, no more Franken-slams.
Is that Tommy in the other room?
It's too late, Shailene. We'll get pounded in the chowder. We gotta go.
Tommy, oh, why?
You're driving, Shailene. Let's go.
Why aren't you driving?
My hands are full of DVDs.
Oh, I'm driving. Oh, no. I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and the dead detective is back there.
Don't look at him. You hear me? You look at the road. Take the ramp to US 1 North, and then left to the Tobin Bridge.
Where are we going, Marty? Nowhere is safe.
We're going to merge on the I-93 South, US 1 South, and head to New Jersey. The Green Monster may run all of New England, but there is no way he is going down there.
I don't want to live in New Jersey.
Nobody wants to live there, Shailene. Drive the car.
We're on the highway now.
All right. When we get to New Jersey, we're going to need some new names. We're going to be the Horowitz family, and we're covered in blood already because we have a business that sells fake blood.
Who do we sell it to?
Whoever wants it. Whoever wants fake blood. The Horowitz family finds and distributes the blood for them. It's me and you, Caroline. By the way, your name is Caroline now, and I'm Hector.
Marty.
Hector.
Hector, we're never going to get away.
Listen to me, Caroline, we will. The Green Monster may be tall, but you can get over it. We can get over it.
I love you, Marty.
Hector.
I love you, Hector.
I love you too, Caroline. Kiss me now while we're driving.
I've got to pee.
Are you serious? We have a dead cop and dad in this car.
I'm pulling over here by the woods.
Wolf Christ, again.
I can't make it to New Jersey.
Hey! 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 Don't take the keys with you! Caroline!
I'm just gonna go pee. We're on the side of the highway in the woods.
I'm not staying in that car. What if I have to answer a fake blood call for our business? We're both walking into the woods.
I have to pee.
Why are you walking so deep into the woods? Caroline!
That's far enough, Marty.
What the hell is this?
You thought you could get over the Green Monster, didn't you, Marty?
Green Monster? You no good furball!
It's loaded with silver bullets, Hector.
Who's Hector?
Sorry, Marty.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Marty. I'm Wally's girl now.
Since when?
Sunday.
The morning we got expelled from Harvard?
He knows people at the UN. Really good people to know.
That's right, baby. Give Wally some green sugar.
We're smooching now.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Tongue.
No, Caroline. I mean, Shailene.
No sudden movements, Marty. It's the bottom of the ninth. The game is up.
This whole time, you set us up.
I can't work at Donkey's anymore, Marty. I'm not Boston strong enough.
But together, we were Boston strong.
Oh, good. The Dragula is pulling up, which, as we all know, is Frankenstein's car. Hey, why don't you wait in the Denali? It's the one with all the Red Sox stuff on it.
I'm sorry, Marty. I'm walking past you. To the side of I-93.
Too bad it had to end this way, Marty. What it's worth, you seem like a good dog.
At the end of the day, I guess I was just howling at the moon. Oh no, Frankenstein!
Yes, sadly, everyone died when a Frankenstein punched them to death with his giant hands. Except for Shailene, who got a great internship. Thank you for listening to Season 6 of Theater of Delights, Massachusetts Werewolves. Stuff by Alex Patak. Voices by Alex Patak, Max Ogle, and special guest star Ben Wasserman. Theme song by Bryn Nibor. Until next time, listener, shoot for the moon, why don't you?